Everyone dreams about living an uncommon life, but how we define that dream is very different for each of us. And for most, it's a lifelong pursuit. Welcome to the Uncommon Life Project podcast. We're going to introduce you to people who are living that life or enjoying the journey to get there. We're going to also give you some tools, tricks, and tips for starting or accelerating your own efforts to live an uncommon life, a life worth celebrating and savoring. Please welcome your hosts, Brian Dewhurst and Philip Ramsey.
You're listening to the Uncommon Life Project podcast. My name is Ben Foost. You are not familiar with me. I am an odd voice in your ears, and it may be freaking you out. Here's the thing. This is the bonus content. We did the 100th episode, and now we're moving into the extra special Grandma's Attic questions that nobody gets unless you are also subscribed as a normal person on the podcast. I don't know how to make it any more special, so we're just going to put the word bonus in front of it and say you get a little extra taste at the end.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah. So definitely would encourage you to go back and listen to that 100th episode. I thought it was great. We had a chance to talk through, like, you know, it's cool to see numbers. You don't spend a lot of time on it, but it's good. It's cool to see some tangible means that say, hey, man, folks are taking this in. We're not sitting in a room looking at each other just for kicks. This is providing a benefit. So we got to talk about kind of how people are taking it in. Some of the great guests. Boy, what a good lineup. If you're just hooking up with the show and you're like, boy, where do I start? There's 100 episodes to go back. Lots of good options. Jesse Cole show is a good one.
Yep.
Like all kinds of folks just to go back and check out. So get your pen out if you're doing pins.
Yeah.
If you keep notes in your phone, you're going to wait or you're going to speak it in there. Don't be writing it down while you're driving.
That's right.
Don't
do that.
Right. Don't put your Volvo in a tree for the back
episode.
Public
safety announcement.
That's right. I'll put it in the notes.
Put the acronym.
Anyway, I am in studio with Philip Ramsey and Brian Dewhurst.
You may or may not know us. You might.
If you started with the bonus episode, congratulations to you, sir or madam. That's bold. It's bold to start with the bonus.
That is.
Yeah. In fact, I like it.
But I like it.
That's right. I like this already. This podcast is for you. So anyway, we're going to pick up and the goal is to kind of hone in on some extra questions around kind of where are we coming? Where are we going? Yeah. How's the process been? That kind of thing on the 100th podcast bonus.
It's a bonus.
All right. That's right. One of the things we talked about in the last episode was the lady who does the intro and the names.
Yes.
Okay, we're retiring that. It's Bertha. We all decided.
It's Bertha.
That's what it was.
All right.
It's a surprise to you. You didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if you've ever spent any mind bandwidth on if you had to choose a song that you would put in there that like exemplifies the podcast, a theme song that you could use, what would it be?
Oh man,
I am not the music guy.
What is that song?
I'm like that guy of like, I know there's a song, but I'm not going to be able to name it.
Give me a genre. Is it like Merle Haggard?
I shouldn't be worried to admit this, but I'm kind of like in a little bit of a Jay-Z.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Pocket right now.
A little
this
rap.
Is a safe place, Brian.
It is.
Go ahead.
Come
speak
on
your
out.
Mind.
So
come
Empire,
out.
State of mind.
Okay.
Is kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And you say someone takes in that, they're like, they got the vibe right. This is riding into the show correctly. Riding dirty.
I'm ready to do life. I'm ready to play at a higher level. I want to take action.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay. Brian's on it.
What is the artist's name? Like, I told somebody before we started this, hey, this is what I want it to be like.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Black Stripes?
Keys.
Black Keys. Yeah.
Mm. Black Keys. There's some songs there that's like, oh, baby.
Yeah, because we were trying to get the Black Keys sign. It was like a lot of money.
Yeah,
to get
and we didn't realize that. Like, you know.
Right.
You don't know this. You just want Black Keys on my in front of my podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
And have Bertha walk me in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Black Keys and
Black
Jay-Z.
Keys.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Hey, we're interested here. So, like, if you've listened to the podcast and you're like, you know, I got the perfect song, we would love to hear it. Now, if they wanted to send that to you, what's the email address?
podcast@uncommonwealth.com.
There it is.
Come on at. We would love to hear that.
Yeah.
And if this is your first bonus, if this is your first episode with Uncommon Life Project, and it's bonus, I want to know that too.
Yeah. I took it in. I did the bold thing. Send me a sticker.
We'll send you something.
We'll get something.
We'll get a cup.
Yeah.
We'll get a cup
We've
and a
book.
We've
been talking about the swag pack.
That's right.
We need it.
Okay. I could use free stuff. I might email under a pseudonym.
Yeah, please do. I'll get you. After this, I'm going to get you some.
So, after 100 episodes in, has anything surprised you about podcasting? Something you either didn't expect or like learned from or whatever? What has taken you by surprise while
I'm
podcasting.
I'm going to go first on this because okay. I think you answered first on
Come
most
on,
of
baby.
Them. The complexity of the audio is blown me away. I understand now why this is a major in college, and I have the utmost respect for people who understand this. You think you could just plug in a microphone and record a show, and I am here to tell you that is not how it works.
That's yeah. probably not true. I think they could. If you wanted one microphone,
yes,
yeah.
fine, you're fine.
Yep.
You want two or three, you get a college-degreed person.
Yeah.
Or it's Ben so, Foost, everyone.
It's
Ben
so
Foost.
Odd.
Yeah.
It's so odd. Actually, I've helped a number of people set up podcasts, and like that, you read articles and whatever. It seems like yes, you can just get me a good microphone and yeah. plug it in, and that's totally cool. You can get off the ground with something that sounds pretty good
right.
with that setup. But like, as soon as you want to start balancing folks, you got three people in a room, you want to bring stuff in and out. Boy,
kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, it just jumps off the mountain.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much time, like probably more so Philip wasted. Of like just trying to figure out the cords and the software and the it was mind numbing actually to the point where we were just like, should we even keep doing this? Because it's so complicated.
Well, let's yep. just, I just want to just replay this quick because at the beginning, you guys need to know that Brian and I huddled around one microphone.
Mm-hmm. The old Yeti.
The Yeti. Yes. Yeah. And like we were back and forth. Like we were basically,
we were touching knees.
I mean, for sure.
It was like
basically
knee on knee.
Cheeks,
yeah.
Basically. But like that was a fun, like
that's
the
awesome.
Thing, we start from the bottom, now we're here.
And that's where COVID started, right?
Yeah.
Now you can't see the studio, but we have like a spider web of microphones and it looks more like a studio.
It does. Now I'll tell you, I've been in here a few different times and every time I come in here, I might plug a different wire in, I might move some things around. And when I come back, it's all kind of re-straightened up, like kneaded up, tied together.
Yeah.
Someone's been in here sweeping.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah. So the spider is true. And Ben has helped us
immensely.
This thing. If we didn't yeah. have this, we'd be on one microphone, knees touching.
And the thing I would say to your credit is we literally just shoot the show. That's all we really do. And you take care of the rest. So
if we have any edits, it's Ben.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for all that you do for us. Cause I feel like we have the easy part, truthfully.
And that's funny. See, cause I like what I do. I feel like I got the easy part.
Wow.
This is how things get done.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. You do the magic. I do the magic. Magic happens.
We don't pay you enough. I'll tell you that.
All right. So, we talked about what surprised you about podcasting, and you covered some of this in your first show, but like, I kind of want to go back to what caused you to start podcasting. And maybe there's like a macro answer.
Yeah.
But then there has to be a moment too, where you're like, okay, I think we are actually going to do that.
Oh, that's good.
And then how are you doing with the reasons you started podcasting? Do you feel like you're meeting, you got places to grow? Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to start the podcast first, and I think the person that recommended us to do the podcast first was like, hey, the reality is there's not a lot of people who really want to just sit down with advisors, financial advisors.
Yeah.
And so how about we start a podcast where they can engage you and they can realize like, oh, why? Well, they're not that bad.
Right.
And so that's the reason why I wanted to, and then also just get some of these stories out that are uncommon that we know about.
Yeah.
And that we wanted to encourage other people about. So for that, I'd say it's hit its mark. But I'm a pretty much performance-driven guy. I don't know. It's wrong. I'll just be honest. But I told Brian, and it always kept changing. The field goal kept changing. Hey, when we get somebody that has never heard of us, like reach out to us, I'll feel like we've figured. No. At first, I was like, whoever recommended the podcast to us, when he tells us we did a good job, I'll feel like we've done a good job. Well, that happened pretty quick, which he was probably lying. But anyway...
it happened nonetheless.
And then I was like, no, this is what really I'll know what success looked like is when somebody reaches out to us to be a client and we have never heard of their name.
Mm.
And somebody did. And I remember that was Craig Landis. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he ended up helping us. He was a ghostwriter, helping us write our first book. So kind of a cool story.
Yeah, right.
Very cool.
But
yeah.
Anyway, that's my
answer. And I think for me, it was... Philip is so talented. The question I get about Philip, I kind of stage it this way, is like, is he really like that all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And I can honestly say he is. It's kind of frustrating sometimes, honestly, because he's like one of the most consistent and like highest moral, ethical people I've ever met.
Yeah.
And so he is like this all the time. And it is a big benchmark, which is good. It's good to be around people that are, you know, better than you, smarter than you, faster than you, whatever.
Yeah.
But so... In that, I think for me, it was like, how do we create an environment where more of that, like more of what we do comes out because we were spending lots of time with people, and not that that's a bad thing, but you know, you just only have so much time in life.
Yeah.
And so we want to reach a lot of people with this message. We want to help people monetize their passion, understand that like this can be real. Like you can do these things, and I think money is, especially in like the financial circles, like there's so much talk about Roth IRA or mutual funds or index funds. I think that's so saturated.
Yeah.
And so it was like, no, there's so many other ways you can make money or build wealth or have fun or design the life you want to live. And so it was like, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, from a compliance standpoint, we're not even really supposed to talk about the stock market or investing or any of that, because then you're just like, you got plaster disclosures everywhere.
Right.
So it was like, let's just stay away from that. Obviously, we do that and our clients know that we do that. But let's talk about all this other stuff that people are doing or leveraging to build wealth and to design the life they want to live.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's very interesting on two different fronts. Like you've got where people have a mistrust for financial advisors, and nothing says, hey, I'm not trying to sell you anything because I'm giving this information away for free.
Yeah.
Like, we're here because we want it to get out. And
I think
also there is a perception that people have unfairly about themselves that they can't understand it, that they can't actually take it in, and that all the real knowledge is behind Fort Knox somewhere.
Right.
And so by cranking up the big thick steel door and going, no, I mean, it's not like the stuff isn't kind of heady, that you have to have someone help you. But like most people are able to put pieces together if they knew the pieces were there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's been a real help about the podcast itself, is it opens that door a bit and says, look, it's kind of like the Reformation, like everything's entitled to this information. Let's all take it in.
Right.
And then let's do some work with it.
Well, and you look at like the Millionaire Next Door type book, you know, where it's like the guy down the street that owns 8 8-plexes, he doesn't have a business teaching people how to get 8 8-plexes.
Right.
You know, he might mentor someone in his family or someone that knows kind of inside the, you know, how he actually built his wealth. And so that was like a real, I think, advantage that we had, is that like we can understand the numbers and the benefits and the taxes and the corporate structure to getting 8 8-plexes. And then we have a client. Well, they want 8 8-plexes. They have that idea, but the people in their circle aren't supporting that. Like, what are you, crazy? Like, you're going to go just change toilets all the time?
Right.
You know? And so that's really what I think the podcast has highlighted too, is like, no, you can have a financial plan that incorporates 8 8-plexes, and it's going to be other stuff too. And how does all that fit together?
That's right.
And so that's kind of been, I think, you know, what we wanted to unpack and highlight. There's so many different ways to make money, and you can get help with it. Like, you don't have to be on an island. And I think so many entrepreneurs and business owners are on an island.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And so it was just like, no, like you can have a co-pilot like this. You're not crazy. And we can incorporate this into a plan.
That's right. It doesn't mean you're a poor entrepreneur because you use a tax man, because someone helps you set up your business. Because, you know, like you can just be a person with an idea and a passion, and like that dog can hunt.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And it does seem like the uncommon, like, is the beacon of hope of like, oh, there's other people like me out there.
That's right.
And so that's been really encouraging for us. And I would say even bigger than us is the brand. The brand is becoming something bigger than we've ever thought. It was the Uncommon Wealth Partners. And so, hiring people has been scaling. Like, we're trying to scale the business up too. How do we impact more people? And so we are on the journey with our clients, which our clients really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I think, to back to your question, do I feel like it's nailed its mark? Yeah. You know, like anytime Brian and I get in a room, I feel like we're going to try to land a plane.
Yeah.
Whether it's in the right field or not, we're going to be excited that's landed. Yeah. You know, landed.
That's not a crash.
Yeah, right. Right.
So if you had to, we kind of talked about during the 100th episode, who'd be the ideal get? Can we talk about a topic though? Like, is there a topic that just like you can't get enough of? You can't get enough of hearing people talk about it, or to see how people are interacting with it, or how it impacts the world? Like, is there a topic that's on your mind all the time that you want to keep talking?
I know what Philip says.
Oh gosh, I'd love to hear, because I have one too.
I think Philip says leadership.
Oh yeah.
Or relationship. Philip's superpower is helping people have hard conversations, and doing it with an ease and an effortlessness of like, I can't believe we just, like, that was, you know, 'cause we make it up in our mind of like, it's this monumental, you know, it's like Goliath.
Yeah.
Like, how in the heck am I going to get through this?
Yep.
And then Philip kind of just grabs your hand and like, oh, we're just going to go walk right over here. And then, oh, okay, I didn't realize it would be that painless. And so, but yeah, I think through his ability to communicate and leadership and lead people and hold people's hand through it in such a loving way, like that is his content, or that is his, what he takes in or would take in.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's good. Here's what I would say. Those are good. I love vulnerability. I don't care what it is. I don't care how big you're struggling. Just let's get vulnerable.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it. I don't care what it is. I'm feeling shame. Well, let's talk through it. You know, like, that's okay. Like, I feel anger. Okay, let's talk through that.
Yeah.
And so it's been really good because, I mean, it's funny to hear Brian talk to about me like that. It's like, who is he talking about? Like, that's not me. But in that, having to be able to have, like, Brian help them, that's the biggest thing. Like, yeah, let's be vulnerable, but now what are we going to do? Without Brian, we're not going to go that far. We're just going to talk about our feelings.
Right.
But with Brian, it's going to be like, no, we're going to have some actionable steps here to move forward. Yeah. And